Welcome into the MRMC Doctor's Office program. It is a Tuesday morning. We're just after 9:30, and we are pleased today on the Doctor's Office program to be joined by Patty Hendren. We're going to be talking about the Affordable Care Act. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. We've got some pretty snow falling.
Well, you can give us a road update. How are things for you coming in today?
It's a little slick, so take it slow.
All right. You were all smiling when you came in here today. You've got some good news about folks you've been able to help sign up for insurance. How has this worked for you?
Bob, I have been very busy. I've enrolled close to 100 people so far since November the 1st. Open enrollment closes in 11 days. December the 15th is the last day to get enrolled for the health care coverage for 2019. So I'm here today to encourage people to come in and update their application. Be in charge of choosing your health care. You don't want the marketplace to roll you over. You want to be in charge. So, I want to share with you one of the things we have seen this year. We have seen premiums drop quite a bit. So there are some great plans out there. We encourage everybody if you haven't enrolled, to come in and check it out. We're a non-for-profit, so I am not an agent or a broker. I'm an insurance counselor. So my goal is to make sure that individuals and families can find affordable health care, but they can keep that health care throughout the year, and not just keep it, but use it. So it's just get it, keep it, and use it. Those are my goals. We want you to be able to use your health insurance, so we'll encourage you to get those preventative services and, how to schedule appointments. So if you need a schedule appointment, please call us at 660-263-7173 to set up your appointment. Since the deadline is so close, we are doing Saturdays by appointment only. So please call us again at 660-263-7173. And remember, there's no charges. There's no charge for our service. We're a non-for-profit.
All right. Patty, people may be hearing you for the first time. Say, who is Patty and who is she working with?
I work with Randall County Care and Communities. But I am under a grant through Missouri Foundation for Health. So I work with Cover Missouri is the coalition. And the goal with Cover Missouri is the finding health care for individuals and family that's affordable. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say it's all free. It is not. There could be a cost, but the cost, if you qualify, it goes by family size and income. You could qualify for a tax credit that could reduce your premiums quite a bit. So we're seeing some great plans out there. And the individuals and consumers that I worked with have been very pleased. It has worked wonderful for them. I've been doing this for 6 years now. So I have some very happy campers that are very pleased with the plans that they have chosen.
Okay, talk to us about the deadline. What date's approaching and what do people need to do?
The deadline is December the 15th. That's a Saturday. That's 11 days away. They definitely need to call us and schedule an appointment. We can help them, walk them through it, get through this. We have a couple people there at my office that work with people enrolling. We can get them the information they need to know.
All right, so people may be saying, will I qualify for some of this stuff? Will I not qualify? Can you give them some general guidelines?
I would suggest for them to call, give us a call, and we can do the estimator with them. Like I said, there's no charge, and we can do the estimator and find out before they even get enrolled. I can tell them how much their premium would be. I could tell them how much their deductible would be, where they can go to the doctor at, who they can use far as health services, where they can go. I can do all that by just general information and use the estimator, so I can help them with that. So if they're curious, just give me a call.
So it's not too late if folks want information or want to get signed up?
No, it's not. You have 11 days, so give us a call. That number again, 660-263-7173.
So, Patty, is there a wide range of incomes that will qualify for this, and what all goes in to figure out whether you may be eligible?
Well, it definitely goes by family size, and so how many you claim when you file your taxes, if you're a family of three. If you're a family of three, if you're a family of three, and you make at least $20,780 and no more than $83,120, then you would qualify for a tax credit. And that tax credit varies by income.
All right. And again, talk about some of the income ranges, if you would, for family size. How does that work?
Well, you know, different. I've seen individuals, like an individual, and they make... Let's break it down real simple here. If they make $1,011 a month, a minimum, they could get a plan, a very affordable silver plan. They would qualify for cost sharing, which would reduce their deductible. And their plan might not even cost them anything. Now, the only question, Bob, the only question the marketplace asks, and it's not, you know, if you have a pre-existing illness, it does not matter. Does not matter if you have any pre-existing, if you're diabetic or have a heart condition, you have cancer, anything like that, pre-existing does not matter through the marketplace. But the only question they ask, if you're a smoker or not a, or yeah, if you, not a smoker, but if you use tobacco products. If you use tobacco products, you're going to see your premiums go up. So we do encourage people to give up that habit. We do share information with them. But if they use tobacco products, you're going to see your premium could be as high as $40 to $60 more a month. So we do encourage, you know, to give up that habit.
So, Patty, does the cost for the person depend, too, on where they live?
Yes. We're in the Northeast area. So in Randolph County, the plans that are available is Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield plans.
Okay, so how does that work as far as, hey, I can go here and get taken care of?
Well, we have a list of all the doctors, and it's a pretty full page page and a half of doctors in the Moberly area that takes this insurance. Moberly Regional Medical Center takes this insurance, and the University of Missouri takes this insurance. The only one that does not take the Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, the Pathway X plans, is Boone Hospital or your BJC groups.
All right, if someone is hearing this for the first time and say, hey, well, I got a deadline of December 15th coming up, what are the steps they need to take to find out if they're qualified, and how long will this take?
Actually, it doesn't take that long. My first thing would be to tell them, call us. Call us. We can do the estimator. I know the biggest question that people have when they come see me for the first time is, how much is this going to cost me? And so we can share that information right off the bat. We can... you figure out with the estimator exactly what it would cost before they even start their application. So that's usually what I do. I do the estimator first with individuals and find out what the plans are going to cost, and then we do the application.
Okay, if you've done the estimator, it comes out in a place where they say, hey, I can afford this. How about the application? How does that work?
We can do the application, do it right there in my office. It doesn't take that long. We can do it probably within 45 minutes to an hour.
All right. Are there things they need to bring with them when they fill out the application then?
They need to be able to, it suggests that you bring your Missouri license, Social Security number, you'll need to be able to log into your email account. A lot of people can do that with their smartphones. If not, we can get them onto a computer where they can log in, because the marketplace will verify their information through an email to make sure that this is the person that is applying for the marketplace insurance.
All right. Do you need to have proof of income, that kind of thing?
When you come see me, some people who come see me are self-employed. So sometimes it's a good faith estimate, but I only need your income that you're going to make for 2019. Once we create your application, the marketplace will tell me we need proof of income, and you usually have about 2 months to get proof of income, and then you can bring it back to me. We can scan that in and submit it to the marketplace.
Yeah, that's another thing people may be wondering about, Pat. If they come in and see you get the application done and all that, when will the insurance actually kick in for them?
January 1st, 2019. This plan starts January 1.
So that's awful quick for the government to work. If they come in and see you in the next couple of days or so, call first, by the way.
Yes.
If they come and get everything rolling so they can theoretically be insured the first of the year then?
That is correct. They can be insured. If they get enrolled on December 15th, their insurance will start January 1, 2019. And I will say Anthem has been getting out the information within a short few days. So we have seen much improvement. I've been doing this for 6 years. Now, I have seen much improvement through the marketplace health insurance and through the insurance providers.
So is this for an individual, for a family? How does that work?
It is, yes. Individuals, families, we work with, you know, all ages, all individuals. Now, Medicare enrollment is going on till December the 7th, and I have a lady in my office. Her name is Darlene, and you can call the same number, 660-263-7173, to schedule an appointment to speak to Darlene if it's regarding Medicare.
All right. All right. Do people often get that confused, the marketplace and Medicare?
Oh, yes.
All right. Tell us the difference between the two and what people need to be aware of there.
Yeah. Medicare is those individuals 65 and over that, you know, you have paid into your Medicare for several years. And if you're turning 65 or you've been on Medicare, during this time is open enrollment for Medicare. Medicare runs from October 15th through December the 7th. And you can update or change your information on your Medicare account during this time. We do have a claims representative that works in our office. She's there usually on Thursday. Now, she's been working a little bit more these last couple of weeks because of the deadline is coming up with Medicare on December the 7th is the deadline for Medicare. Now, marketplace insurance, the deadline is December the 15th. So, yes, it is confusing. So,
all right. If someone comes in looking for marketplace insurance and they may actually qualify for Medicare, can you advise them, hey, maybe you need to look over here first?
Yes, we can set them up with an appointment with Darlene. Yes. And then somebody who is 64 this year and they might qualify for marketplace health insurance for part of the year and then they're going to go over into Medicare. We can give them the information from going from marketplace going right into Medicare. So we can share that information. We have all the information they need on that and can set up helping them get set up.
Is there somewhere online they can go to get some basic information?
Yes, they can. They can go to covermissouri.com. So it's just, you know, they can look up general information. They also can go to healthcare.gov. Now, Bob, I want to make sure that the people that go online make sure it's the government site, so it's healthcare.gov. Beware, there is a healthcare.com, there is a healthcare.org. You don't want to go to those sites. You want to go to the government site.
Someone's probably going to try and sell you something.
Oh, yeah, most likely.
All right, but again, the best thing to do is just pick up the phone, make the phone call. How tough is it going to be to get an appointment with you in the next couple of weeks?
You can get in. We are willing to work late. We know the deadline's coming up, and this is our goal, is to get as many individuals and family the health care that they need. We understand the importance of it. We want people to be proactive in their health care. So we want to help them with that. That's our goal.
So what is, this is another question, aside from how much is this going to cost me, I imagine people ask you, is this good insurance?
Yes, it is. I can't begin to tell you how many and I wish some of my clients that I've worked with would call in and just say, hey, this was great. I've had people tell me this is the best insurance they've ever had. I have people that before they leave my office, they thank me, they give me a big hug, they appreciate it so much. And remember, there is no charge for our services. We're a non-for-profit. We're funded through a grant through the foundation, Missouri Foundation for Health.
Okay, and I'm guessing some people I'm going to use a bad word, so forgive me for this.
Okay.
may be embarrassed to call for some information like this, but they shouldn't be.
No, should not. Should not at all.
All right. And again, this is important because we're looking at a December 15th deadline. So, again, when are your hours? Where can folks find you? That kind of thing.
We're located at 101 West Coates at the right next. We're in the four-story brick building right next to the police station. And as soon as you go across the railroad tracks, we're on the second floor. Definitely call us if you have to come after hours. We understand people work and it's hard to get off, so we can do some appointments after hours by appointments only.
All right, so what has the workload been like in there for you over about the last, say, 3, 4, 5 weeks?
Very busy, very busy. I've had quite a few clients working with them, but you know, I have other people there in the office, and then if I need to pull in extra help through the foundation, I can.
Yeah, I was about to say, who all helps out in the office and pat the staff on the back?
I have Faith Axton. She does a great job. She's been with me for over 3 years now. She is a certified application counselor, which both of us are. We are licensed with the state of Missouri, so we have our navigator's license. We both have to be recertified every year.
Okay, you said something pretty interesting there. A navigator's license?
Yes.
Okay, you don't fly an airplane.
Nope.
Explain that to me. That's pretty neat.
In other words, I'm not an agent or a broker. I'm what they call a certified application counselor. So I don't.
There's no kickback for you.
No commission. Not at all. Part of our goal is, you know, definitely helping people understand their health insurance. Health insurance has changed drastically in the last 10 years, and it is complicated. And understanding, you know, you get this explanation of benefits. People don't understand how to read it. They don't understand what the insurance is paying and how much they owe. Part of our job is to be able to sit down with individuals and explain that to them. We can set up an account with them through their insurance and show them exactly how much the insurance did cover and what, you know, how much their medication is going to cost them before they purchase the medication. So, you know, we're there year-round. It's not just during open enrollment that we're just there 6 weeks. We're there year-round.
Patty, I think you mentioned this the last time you were in there, and you mentioned explanation of benefits. When people get information like that in the mail, how many people say, doggone it, this is just plain confusing, and they throw it away?
Yes, yes.
And that's where you can come into play, too, can't you?
Right. We can, because some people will get that and they'll think it's a bill, and it's not a bill. So, you know, I seen my own grandmother one time. She received something, and she tried to pay it. And there again, we had to explain to her, no, this is not a bill. This is just saying what your insurance paid on it, and this is what you owe, but this is not a bill. You have to wait till you receive your bill from the doctor's office or the hospital.
Insurance can be confusing. That's why you need some professional guidance, don't
you?
Yes,
yes. It has changed.
You brought up something to me, and we've got a little less than 5 minutes or so left in the program. You brought up something right when you walked in. You know exactly what things are going to be for the new year.
Yes.
Beyond that, still a question mark, isn't it?
That is true. I know what's 2019. What plans are in place are going to be in place for all of 2019. It's not going away. It's there. What happens in 2020? I'm sorry. I don't know.
You don't have a crystal ball.
I don't. My crystal ball is broken. Don't know.
But how rewarding is it to be able to have someone come in and talk to you and say, hey, this is what I can afford, this is what I make, and you can say, this is where you qualify, we can help you.
Yes. It is. I can't begin to tell you how rewarding it is. Seeing people so relieved. I had an individual who was a teacher, and she had retired, and she was so worried about not having enough money for her health insurance, and we were able to work with her and find her a very affordable, that she didn't have to give up her retirement. She didn't have to work. She can enjoy it. So we work with people that are retiring and you know, no longer have health insurance, and we can find them affordable health insurance.
Okay, what if you have an employee out there who works for firm X, whatever it may be, and they offer health insurance, but that employee can't afford it? Would this still potentially work for them?
If they have an offer of health insurance through their employee, they have to take that first, unless it's like 8.9% of their income. It's more than that, then it's deemed unaffordable. It's one of those situations where they need to give us a call. You know, I don't know, but if they have an offer, and we definitely appreciate those employees who offer their employees health insurance.
That should be your first option.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. If your employee offers you insurance, that's a benefit. That is a blessing.
Okay. Let's hit some of the basics again with just a few moments left in the program. What's on the table here? What are the deadlines and how do they get information?
Well, the deadline is December the 15th. Definitely call us at 660-263-7173. And, you know, from now, you have 11 days to give us a call. We can do the estimator with you. We can just touch base and give you a pretty good estimate of what's it going to cost you.
All right, and this has got to be so neat for you. If they make a phone call to you today, if they call the office before you get back, and I know you got a long drive to get there, you're going about four blocks or so, how soon could they theoretically get in to see you?
They could get in this week. They could get in this week, and we have Saturdays available by appointments only, yes.
All right.
We could get them in.
All right. And you've signed up over 100 people, you're saying, in about the last month or so?
Yes, since November 1st.
All right. That's got to be so neat for you to be able to do that. And again, if someone misses a deadline, are they out of luck then? Or
unless they qualify for a special enrollment. They had a life-changing event.
Okay. And can you go over what some of those are? Because those are drastic things, aren't they?
The loss of health insurance through employee, getting married, release from incarceration, having a baby. Those are some, you know, life-changing events. If they move from one state to another or one county to another, those would be life-changing events.
Okay, and again, as we're talking about signing up for the ACA, this affects every last member of your family, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, again, hit the phone number for us. If folks want more information, what do they need to do, Patty?
They need to call 660-263-7173.
Okay, and the website, if they'd like some basic information before they call you?
They can go on to healthcare.gov.
And make sure it's gov, not org, and not .com.
That is correct.
All right. Hey, Patty, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.